But when it's about pleasure, you can fit quite a few thoughts into your head. When it's about arousal and lusting after women's bodies, you find time to be quite smart indeed. She leads you down the hall, a very short way. You take little notice of just where you're going. The bits of milk dripping on your fingers are wiped off with a clean cloth she's carrying, as she dotes on you while leading the way. She lets her fingers linger on your nipples for a moment. You shudder, arching your back, stopping in place. She slowly guides you by the wrist, not just the leash attached to your collar, but you relish the pressure of her strong, smooth hands. She's petite, but you know she could pin you down if she wanted to. If you wanted her to, and you do kind of want her to, and a sexual thrill runs through you at the idea as she locks your wrist, then the other one, holding them together in her hand, just twining a few fingers around, but leading you. This stops you from touching yourself, and you whimper as your dripping fingers are brought to heel. Your body aches and hungers. But it seems she has to have you do this so she can do a bit of a checkup. The room beyond is clinical looking. There's some medical equipment in there. And there's also a huge padded table with restraints at all four corners. She leads you to it, instructs you to lay on your back. I'm going to have to check up, like I said, so get in place. It's just reassuring pablum. You're already following her directions, already laying on your back. She raises your arms over your head. Your body still hungers. This is a private room. So before she locks you in the restraint, she strips out of her own clothes. Pretty much whenever a handler's alone with you, they strip down. You see her muscular, sculpted body, her breasts very high and firm over strong musculature. She leans down between your legs and with a click, locks each of your ankles in turn down to the table. You have a padded rest for your head, but you can only feel what she's doing because you can't see her down between your legs. Your big tits are in the way. They don't shrink much, even when you're laying on your back, so they're in front of your face. And there's nothing you'd rather look at. You extend your tongue, trying idly to lick the tip, the top, of the expansive mass of breast flesh. But of course you cannot without bracing it with your hands, your now restrained hands. The needy aroused throb increases. To see your breasts but be unable to stimulate them is torturous and wonderful. When the nude woman who's leaning between your bound and spread legs begins to touch you, your vision goes white, your eyes roll back. Your tongue just hangs uselessly out of your mouth. It had been extending with purpose, but now it hangs dully out and drools down your chin. She pushes and prods, exploring between your legs. But to you, any touch now feels like a precise, expertly delivered dose of pleasure. That's just how this body is. And she's not even touching your breasts. Sexual sensitivity heightened. Good. I'm going to begin touching you now. Feel free to come if you want to. This will only be a minute. She begins touching you, and you feel her, just like you were in the corridor. She's touching you the same way you were masturbating before. How long did she watch before awakening you to her presence?